Welcome, Marietta.
Thank you.
We've got an exciting thing to talk about today. You, along with some of your students, have created a mural, and that mural is now on display at the Biggs Museum of American Art in downtown Dover. And the mural, what makes it so exciting, is it depicts Lenape Indian tribe of Delaware things. Let's talk about the mural. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I am in a doctoral program at Wilmington University, and I needed to work with a group that did not know me, and I haven't worked with previously, to do my research for my dissertation. I've done about 100 healing arts projects around the community and globally, and many with indigenous peoples. So to find a group locally that I have not worked with was a bit of a challenge. And one of my classmates, Christina, suggested that I connect with the Lenape tribe of Delaware. So that was how that started, and I met with Melody Klein and spoke with her and asked if I could meet with their tribal leaders to get permission to create a mural of the history of their people. And I was so delighted. I was graciously welcomed by the elders and the Lenape community. And I gave them the parameters of what I wanted them to do so that I could do this project with them.
How much research actually went into this project?
There was a lot of research. The beauty of working with the Lenape, they have put a lot of effort into their ancestry research and documentation, and they had all that information there. And having the information that are the facts really made this project run smoother. They even have the names of the original families of the Lenape in the Cheswold area, which was fantastic.
You seem well-versed on the Lenape tribe. Give us some of their background.
The Lenape have always been in Delaware. They are the tribe, part of the tribe that did not migrate to other areas of America. And the beauty of this mural is that many of them did not know their ancestry. I interviewed 7 people who worked on the project, and when they were growing up, they were not really told the stories of their people and the ancestry. So this mural is not only going to benefit the local community, the local Lenape, but it will be a story that will be told and retold, hopefully for the next 7 generations of people.
All right. I want to remind everyone we're talking to Marietta D'Antonio Mattson. She's an associate professor at Cheney University, just in time for Native American Heritage Month this month. D'Antonio Mattson and her students have created a mural depicting the story of the Lenape Indian tribe of Delaware. The large artwork went on display at the beginning of the month, November 1st, at the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover, downtown Dover. Biggs Museum is such a great place, and what a better, there couldn't be a better place, in my opinion, for a mural like this. Talk to me about the parameters of the mural. How big, how long, how tall, who did most of the artwork?
I agree with you that the Biggs Museum is the perfect location because it is American art, and for them to embrace the local Lenape community is a gift to not only the Biggs Museum, but of course to all the people of the community. The mural is broken down into 6 panels for ease of transportation. My husband went shopping with me, and we picked the best wood that we could find for longevity. And he cut the panels first into three panels, and then the weight of it would be too difficult for people to transport if it went on tour, because that was our hope. So we were asked to cut them in half again, which we did, or my husband did, I didn't. And so each panel, when it's put together, is 6 feet tall, so each one is of the six or 3 feet. And then when you put them together, it's about 9 feet long.
How many Cheney students have some Native American background? Is it a large amount?
That's a great question. It's surprising how many students, when asked, will tell us that they have Cherokee, they have Blackfoot. They're the two main ones that I have heard students tell me. And you don't know that unless you're working on a project such as this. And I've done other projects with other Native tribes. In fact, we worked with the United Nations years ago and for the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa. And many of the students that went with me were also had Native American blood in them. So I don't think a study has been done, but that's a good point. It would be good to research that. Thank you.
I think people should be proud of their ancestry. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes, totally.
All right, let's go back to the mural again. I know this is radio, so this is going to be hard, but people viewing the mural, some of the scenes, tell us about some of the scenes on the that have been painted on the mural.
Well, on the left side of the mural, there is a ship, a tall ship, resembling the Kalmar Nickel, which is the colonization symbol where it approached tribal land in Delaware. Also on the left side, we see a beautiful peach tree that was painted. And please note that all of the symbols used were symbols of ideas and imagery that the Lenape tribe collectively agreed on and asked us to please make sure they were on the mural. So that alone was an organizational joy for me and also something that I took very seriously. So the peach tree was something that was part of their commercial trade during the 19th century, and they wanted that depicted. We see a wigwam, which is an original shelter of the Lenape, some revered birds, which would be an eagle, a turkey, a hawk, and then spirits of the deer and the turkey, because their hides were sacred and used for clothing, nourishment. The Unami clan, which is the turkey, it's the totem of one of the totems of the Lenape people, and the Lenape of Delaware, it is their totem. You see spiritual ceremonies. Actually, the ceremonies, the dancing, and clothing is in the past, present, and future. The panels depict all three. So you see how ceremonies would have been conducted in the past, and then in the present, and then in the future.
This sounds so exciting. I can't wait to see this. Now, talk to me. I understand that you plan to help the Lenape get prints made of the mural. Talk to me about this.
Yes. It really would not be that difficult for them to photograph the mural and then have prints made. And they could be signed by the chief and elders, and I can sign it. And then the sales from the prints would be used to go into a fund to help them, because their ultimate goal is to have a cultural center on their original land that belongs to them.
What else about the mural do you want the general public to know about?
I think what fascinated me was how spiritual every single part of the experience was. There's storytelling about culture and community and collaboration, yet from the very beginning of the stories, there's that spiritual connection in everything that they do. And the recognition that the Lenape are still here, they're still in Delaware, they haven't gone anywhere. And, you know, many people say, oh, there's, you know, no Indians around, but it's not true. You know, the truth is that not all people left, and there are people, Lenape Indians, still on Delaware land, their original land, which is so beautiful.
All right. The Lenape Tribe of Delaware Healing Arts mural is on exhibit right now at the Biggs Museum. The Biggs, located on Federal Street in downtown Dover. It went on view on November 1st. How long will the mural be on display?
The mural is expected to be there through January. In fact, January 18th, Chief Dennis Coker and I will be giving a lecture at the museum about the mural, and we're hoping to have a good group of people come at that time as well. It's absolutely beautiful, and the Biggs Museum did a fabulous job displaying quotes from the Lenape all on the walls, and then a little bit of the story of the mural. And then the mural is highlighted with lighting and on a pedestal in the middle in a big room, and it's just so beautiful.